Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Following the elections, there's been a lot of conversation as to what the new government of the day needs to prioritize. This in order to ensure that South Africa's economy is stable, is vibrant, is able to be reignited to a level of growth. And these are some of the questions and themes that will certainly be top of mind for many business leaders, but even for individuals like you and I, who continue to feel the effects of heightened inflation and the cost of living, unemployment in a country like South Africa, and of course, seeking more support and opportunities through entrepreneurship. To share some ideas and a business think tank that hopes that government will reset its policy agenda and halt the terminal decline that our economy has been in, we join on the line by the Executive Director at the Center for Development and Enterprise, the CDE, Anne Bernstein. Anne, thank you so much for your time this evening, and we appreciate your patience in joining us on the show tonight.
Good evening. It's good to be with you. I can't hear very well, so I didn't hear your introduction. I'm not quite sure why the sound isn't good.
No problem. I'm hoping that my technical team and colleagues are able to hear us out.
I can hear you now, but that's fine. Let's go ahead.
Fantastic. Happy to go ahead. And I guess my question is very clear. In about 24 hours, we're hoping to see the first sitting of Parliament. This will give us clarity on what the new government of the day might entail and look like. And maybe you can share some of your perspective in not only what the government should look like, but what they should prioritize.
Well, I think the most important issue facing the country, as soon as we have a government, is how do we fix South Africa? How do we get out of 15 years of decline and malaise? And everyone knows all the problems that the country has, from world-beating unemployment to desperate poverty, 6 out of 10 South Africans, and an economy that's not growing. So for the last 6 months, we've been working, collaborating with a lot of experts, business leaders, former civil servants and others, to think about what should the new government do first. And I would hope that in the negotiations that are taking place, probably as we speak, about a new government, a new form of governing, that they're not just talking about positions, about power and about politics, but that they're also talking about what are the priorities to fix the country. So we have a country in deep trouble, and we're thinking a lot about what to do to get us out of this trouble.
Let's talk about what they should prioritize to get us out of this trouble.
Sure. We're saying that there are 5 broad areas that the new government should focus on. Very briefly, they need to fix the state. They need to open up to markets so that we can get a lot more economic activity, and we stop putting obstacles in the way of markets and firms all the time. We need a different approach to poverty and inequality. That's our 3rd priority. We really shouldn't be a country that boasts about more and more people having to depend on the state for grants. The 4th priority is the fiscal crisis, which nobody wants to talk about, but which affects all of us. And the last priority of our 5 is to strengthen the rule of law, which is in pretty dire straits at the moment. So those are our 5 priorities. This week, we launched our first action document on the theme of fixing the state, and which big topic, very big topic. So we've chosen 2 catalytic actions. The first is this week, and next week we'll release the 2nd report. And essentially we've been talking about we have to get a better quality cabinet. We need a better cabinet. We need a smaller cabinet. Yeah. And I know everyone's going to say, but the negotiations with different parties, we understand that. But we're saying we need a smaller cabinet, say 20 people committed to reform that actually are competent, if not excellent, to run the country and the key departments that are vital that we get right. We're also talking about how to streamline the presidency so as to make it more effective in getting information and processes to support the cabinet and the president. So that's, we're focusing there, but we're saying very strongly that people really matter. Leaders matter. Mm. You put the wrong person in charge of a department, they might be corrupt, and that's it. End of the game.
Exactly. Leadership matters, and we need to put the right people at the helm. I'm keen to take a look and get an understanding of another concept you've shared in your note, which is market-driven economic growth.
Sorry, I can't hear you, and I'm hearing other voices talking at the same time.
I'm hoping that we can mute them and focus on you. 100%. I'm hoping that we can mute them. Very briefly, I'm trying to get your thoughts on market-driven economic growth. There's a lot of debate around economic growth for the people of the country versus the market, a very broad definition that has often frustrated many South Africans. Help contextualize what market-driven economic growth is.
That's a very important question that you raise. We're very much in favor of having a capable state, and we need firms that operate within competitive markets. Competition disciplines firms. It helps get innovation going, and we're not getting that right at the moment. We have enormous state monopolies, for example, that need to be part of competitive markets. So competition is very important. Now, I don't understand when people say that economic growth driven by firms and markets leaves people behind. We're desperate to get growth going, and that will help us get more jobs. And the best route out of poverty is for people to get a job. Mm-hmm. It's not the only issue, but it's the best and fastest route out of poverty. And it's not just me talking. We've seen this in China that opened up to markets. We've seen it in India that removed obstacles to how their more markets operated. And hundreds of millions of people moved out of poverty and into a better life. So we can do it in South Africa. And we're saying it's this combination that we have to get right. We have to fix the state so it can do the basics, policing, so that you and I are safe and everybody else when we go to work or when kids go to school. We also need to fix the situation where companies that are trying to build new housing or new infrastructure are being attacked or by criminals, essentially, who's saying we're going to cause violence unless you give us jobs or money or whatever. So we've got to fix the environment, and that's the state's job. But within that, we've got to remove the laws and obstacles that prevent firms from starting up, from growing, from expanding, and from employing more people. So this is a very important part of what we're going to be talking about. We'll be coming later with a specific document on the actions we think the new government has to take.
I can't wait for that. And another theme you mention is that time is of the essence here, Anne.
Well, we're a country in crisis, whether it's unemployment or poverty or a growth rate that has really been stagnant for the last 15 years. Corruption, we haven't put any of the big people named by the Zondo Commission in the dock and found guilty and in jail. So we have an elite that is looting the state. And I could go on and on, from healthcare to water to electricity. We're doing very badly as a country, and the population is suffering. So it's important to understand that once you start a downward spiral, you keep going down. And one of the things we're saying is we have to stop falling before we can rise. Mm. So we've got to get a whole lot of what we're calling basic things. You know, crooks go to jail if they're found guilty. The water works, the power works. All sorts of things have to work. These are the basic jobs of government. Think about it. The most senior businessmen in the country have had to stop what they're doing, which is to run major companies in a very turbulent domestic and international environment, and they have to help the government of the sixth administration to run the country. This is not emergency repairmen is not how to best use business executives and business leaders. There are many other jobs for them, many other roles they can play, but we need to get out of crisis after crisis after crisis. And we have to recognize we can't keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. We have to do new things to get us out of the deepening crisis the country faces.
And you mentioned that you have a document you'll be sharing on recommendations to government. When will this be released? And
well, we have a number of documents. So last week we launched this initiative, Agenda 2024 Priorities for a New Government. And this week we released the first short report, which is called, we're calling them action reports. So action one was released this week on the cabinet and the presidency. Action two will be released next week on what we're calling mission critical jobs. You can't fix the civil service immediately. We can't wave a wand and the public sector just gets better. We're saying pick the most senior jobs, say 100, 150, and that are absolutely vital to the getting the state to work properly. And let's make sure we have the best people in the country in those jobs. So that we'll release next week. Then I'm going on holiday, and then we'll release some more at the end of July. So it'll be successive over the course of the next weeks and months.
Definitely. You deserve the holiday, Anne. I know you've been working incredibly hard, sourcing solutions to the economy, partnering with business, speaking to other stakeholders. And we certainly hope that your suggestions will be met with a lot of encouragement and participation. We look forward to hearing from you.
Great. Thanks for the opportunity. I'll come back when we release more.
Please do. Please do. You're always welcome.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you so much.
Good night.
And truly appreciate it. That's Anne Bernstein, who's the director for the Center for Development and Enterprise, the CDE. And as you've heard, much like many business leaders we've been speaking to, there's some strong recommendations as to how best we just need to fix things. Yes, we understand South Africa is certainly a land of great opportunity, but we've been scoring a lot of own goals, whether it's our rail and network infrastructure, our ports not performing optimally, load shedding, something that is a consequence that we're all feeling, and of course, just the struggles and confusion around how best it is that whatever it is that we do in our economy needs to benefit our people. Employment, jobs is what we need, and of course an equitable opportunity to participate in the economy is what needs to be prioritized. So these are just a few of the themes, and of course we'll keep on following up with not only the CDE but many other business institutions that we've engaged with, the Black Business Council, SACI, many others that have actually shared their thoughts and their feedback as to, okay, business is here, we're here to invest, but we need to collaborate. We can't just be called as an emergency fix it plan when things aren't working. So let's see how things do go. Let's see that sitting in Parliament that will likely take place tomorrow. I say likely because there have been some challenges in court, but we'll continue to analyze how this is received. I must tell you, my colleague, Katleho Sekgoto, is in Cape Town with me. She'll be staying over to give us some news, updates and feedback as to what will take place during tomorrow's first sitting of Parliament.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.